etc. C'était très bien organisé.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Good morning. It is 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise. Again, I'd like to thank my predecessor there, Mark Arm. For doing yet another excellent edition of a brand new show here on CITR, Pop Drones. And if you like your audio weird, tune in. Start tuning in at 10 a.m. for three hours of the next craziest audio this world can know. Big news today. We're giving away Black Dice and Wolf Eyes tickets probably after 12 noon, so stay tuned. And that's kind of what's going to be the theme of the show today, is a lot of Black Dice, Wolf Eyes. Is it Sade, Mark?
I say Sade.
Sade, who also is opening. And I believe expat local noise sensation Green Mist is going to be playing on that bill. That's Monday, May 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And yeah, you're talking about the kings of North American noise, at least right now. And so that's what we're going to start the show with, is probably one of my favorite releases from Black Dice. This is off of Miles and Smiles, and sit back and enjoy. We'll talk to you in about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Alumni Weekend, May 22nd to 24th, brings together all the great things you remember from your years at UBC, only better. You'll hear great lectures by top profs with no exams at the end. Taste the new alumni wine offerings like Wrecked Beach Pinot Noir and Bacchus Laureate Chardonnay. Listen to great music over a Mahoney's barbecued burger and tour the campus to see all the changes and all the things that have stayed the same. And bring the kids. There's balloons, bubbles, and baseball, too. Alumni Weekend starts on Friday night with a discussion on UBC's future with President Stephen Toop. It gets provocative on Saturday night with a panel on today's economic woes, moderated by Jeffrey Simpson, and ends on Sunday with tide pooling in Stanley Park. Call 604-827-3081 for more info, or visit www.alumni.bc.ca to sign up for these events.
CITR 101.9 FM. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here. What you just heard there are Miles of Smiles, a great EP released by Black Dice all the way back to April 2004 with a lovely little track called Trip Dude Delay. Black Dice are going to be in our fair city on Monday, this Monday, May 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret with the ever so lovely Wolf Eyes, Chardet, and Green Mist. We're going to be focusing on their stuff a little bit later. I thought that was just a nice way to start off the show. We're going to keep it kind of ambient and noisy until about top of the hour, and then we'll get into giving away a pair of Black Dice tickets and Wolf Eyes, obviously. Like I said, again, thanks to Mark for giving us Pop Drones from 10 to 11:30. It's always nice having a like-minded programmer here on CITR. And I hope you enjoy what he does, because I certainly do. And it definitely influences kind of the stuff that I bring in here. Namely, this CD here that I'm holding in my hot little hands. Snail on a Razor, Hototo Gizu and Pruyant. Mark hit the roof when he saw this, that I had this. And so I'm going to dedicate this to him. And this is the title track by Hototo Gizu and Pruyant. Snail on a Razor on a Noise.
Thank you.
12:03 in the p.m. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Meat here at the helm. What you just heard there, some amazing stuff by Hototogisu and Prurient. Finally together on one disc. Snail on a Razor, that track is called. Three incredibly densely long tracks out on Prurient's own Hospital Recordings. Be sure and check that out. Coming up in the next little while, don't forget, we've got Black Dice and Wolf Eyes tickets to give away. We'll get to that a little bit later. Right now, we've got some pretty cool stuff from, I believe, Quebec. They sent us out this incredibly obtuse esoteric CD, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Leçon 666 Audio. What I'm to gather is that Leçon 666 is a collective of experimental and noise artists from Quebec, mostly female. The volumes are called Ladies Club. And unfortunately, no information was really given with the CD, nor does their website help you out very much. It's done in that very sparse, minimalist kind of way and stuff. So forgive me for not having enough information. But either way, I like the sounds that this disc makes. So we're going to hear a few tracks off of this. And then maybe some early electronic-y kind of stuff as well in the set. The first track we're going to hear, though, aptly titled. This is a group called Aircraft. And the track is called Persist. Thank you.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this is A Noise. Luke Mead here, and let's go through that little bit of electro-blippy irritation there. We start you off with Aircraft off of a brand new compilation from Quebec called Le Son 666. The track was called Persist. Then we mixed in something that I just grabbed off the shelf today before I left for work. Polygon Window, better known as the Aphex Twin, off of 1992's Surfing on Sine Waves. And I was listening to that on the bus today, and I was wondering how I could figure to mix that track in there. And hopefully it was successful there. UT1 Dot, that track was called. And then more off of that compilation, Martin H. Crispo with a track called Matilda. You're listening to A Noise. And as always, okay, we're going to give away some tickets here. Keep your ears open. Black Dice and Wolf Eyes are going to be here Monday, May 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. If you have never seen Wolf Eyes before, holy moly, they will send you back to a regressing four-year-old. Well, you'll have your hands over your ears screaming where you just want your mommy and to get the evil men to stop making all the noise. And no skill testing question this time. I just want you to go be the, sixth caller, 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. If you want to go see Wolf Eyes and Black Dice this Monday at the Biltmore Cabaret, we'll start off with something that, a lot of people's introduction to Wolf Eyes. And hope you enjoy it. This is the classic, Stabbed in the Face. Holy moly, do a lot of people want to go see Wolf Eyes? I thank you to all the callers, and I'm sorry I could only give away one pair. I wish I could send you all, and I please urge you to go to the Biltmore Cabaret on Monday to check them out. Wolf Eyes, that you just heard there, was Stabbed in the Face. Congratulations to Steve, who snagged himself a pair of tickets for just being luck of the draw, sixth caller. But tonight, that show, though, there's a couple of great openers, and we're going to focus on the openers here because I've already played Black Dice and I just played Wolf Eyes, but we're going to have Green Mist in town, who was originally started his noise project about 7 years ago, only using Walkman cassette players with answering machine cassette tapes in them as loops and stuff, and then he'd put those through effects and make just a lovely little dense kind of wall of noise and stuff. Green Mist, his name is. He now is located in Saskatoon. He's making the trip all the way over to Vancouver because he's very, very good friends with the dudes in Wolf Eyes and myself, actually, too. And, yeah, so this is what you're going to hear. He releases most of his stuff on cassette format. This is one of his earlier recordings, one of my favorites, actually. It's entitled Semen Grit. You figure out the anagram there, sport. Yeah, this is Green Mist on Anoise. We'll be right back.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. Frank will be here in 2.5 hours. Until then, we've got we're going to keep going on the show until, of course, 1 o'clock. And then 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental radio hour. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, like I said, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go with Frank Yar. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with the lovely Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. 6:30 this week is, I think it's the second episode of the Prodigal Son here at CITR. Spike Chilton, always a great staple at CITR, host of originally The Northern Wish. And I think he even had a show before that, but this one is called The Canadian Way. Ex-editor of Discorder. Yeah, Mike has definitely put in his dues at the station, and it's great to have him back. The Canadian Way, all Canadian content all the time from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on every alternating Wednesdays. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis, Strictly a Kumbaya Free Zone with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, my man, I love you, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. And Hans and I were just talking about, he just gave me a call, and we're talking about next week for all you early industrial noise heads, next Thursday. I'm sure you've seen the posters around town. Kevin Key and Stephen R. Gilmore of artistic fame, and Kevin Key from Skinny Puppy fame, are doing a DJ set at Celebrities, and they're pulling out all the early industrial kind of stuff. It's going to be a blast. Next week on this show, we'll be doing kind of a tribute to that era of music. So if you like your music, well, dated and old, like me, tune in. Anyways, let's see what's going on at Fake Jazz Wednesdays, as it is every Wednesday. Fake Jazz at the Cobalt Hotel, 917 Main Street, Vancouver, British Columbia, only $5. This week we have Leviathan's Diadem, Attention Diamond Shoppers, Sarah Gold, and Andy Dixon. Andy Dixon's DJing tonight. And that's always going to be a blast, because Andy's musical tastes are obscure and varied at best. No reason not to go. Support your local noise scene. Fake Jazz Wednesdays every Wednesday at the Cobalt Hotel. Right now, we're going to listen to some of the originators of the Vancouver noise scene all the way back to 1981. Get out your earplugs for this. This is Tunnel Canary. Yeah.
Thursday, God's for birthday!
Do you wake
up? I am about to not need
you. Don't self-reload it.
Yeah! Travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
Yeah, that's coming up pretty soon. If you feel like going east, definitely. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is a noise. Just about wrapping up the show. Who you were just exposed to right there were Vancouver's legendary Tunnel Canary. A recent reissue, about a year old now, on Rundown Sun Records. Thank you very much, Rundown Sun. Tunnel Canary were formed over 30 years ago. Kind of at the height, but not really congruent with the actual early punk scene. But they did, like, they were kind of associated with DOA and the Subhumans and stuff, but they weren't really, I mean, they weren't, didn't sound anything like those bands at all. And they definitely have more in common with, kind of like noise and, almost straight edge hardcore, actually. And, I got to see them last year at the now sadly defunct Sweatshop, and all they did is filled the room with smoke, had a bunch of strobe lights. And I tell you, Ebra Zyron, their lead singer, wow, she scared the living bejeepers out of me. Phenomenal stuff. Tunnel Canary, Jihad, now on vinyl. Now, if you want a piece of Vancouver's early noise history. We're wrapping up the show here. We do it as we do it every week, ending with something off the infamous Nurse with Wound list. This is no stranger to this show at all, and I just brought it in just because I knew the show was going to be a little extraordinarily noisy today. One of my favorite bands, the Uncles of Punk Rock, London, Ontario's Nihilist Spasm Band.
England is dead. France is nuts. Russia is old. England's dead, France is nuts, Russia's old. England's dead. France is nuts. Russia's old. Destroy America before it dies. Destroy America. Destroy America. Destroy America. England's dead. France is nuts. Russia's old. England's dead. France is nuts. Russia's old. Fuck. Russia's old.
London, Ontario's Nihilist Spasm Band there. All the way back to April 1968 out on Allied Records. It has been reissued. Thank you very much to the kind folks at Cordy Records. This is a lovely 220-gram piece of wax you're hearing right now from, like I said, the uncles of punk rock and the godfathers of absolute noise music. And we just heard Destroy the Nations Again. That just about does it. Get rid of, you know, if you want to relive this entirely orally damaging experience, you can check out the podcast at www.citr.ca. If you have anything to request over the week, drop me a line at lukemeat@hotmail.com. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
I'm Laura Telford. I'm the Executive Director for Canadian Organic Growers, and you're listening to The Green Majority.